WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
All right. Now we know what we're up against.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, roger.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
Boss, Kid Man, Top Dog, Big Cheese, a head honcho.
Captain Humber.
The Omega.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
It's a damn good thing you don't know how much he hates your guts.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network and on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Like I picked the wrong week with amphetamines.
This is third generation of female superstar Natty Neidhart.
This is Booker T.
Hey, Jay Sal.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio.
WTR Sunday Night.
You must understand, these people have been completely isolated from civilization.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Once again, it is time for the episode that we all look forward to, except for those of us that don't. It's draft night again, ladies and gentlemen.
You act like you don't want to spend time with us or something.
What?
Hey, I'm the one handcuffed to him, okay?
Is everybody just going to ignore the fact that the producer is laughing some kind of maniacal evil laugh every time you bring it up?
That's what he does. That's his thing. He's evil like that.
On this edition of The Rack...
Yeah... Aside from this being his brainchild, you know, he's...
Season 10, bitches. Let's go.
Yeah. All
Do
right,
they know?
So...
No.
Oh, God.
What?
Apparently one team is rigging things.
No, we're not rigging things. I promise you, we're not rigging anything. I didn't get a vote.
All right. Let's hurry this along so we can find out what they rigged. This is the Omega, the be-all, end-all of the network, joining me tonight. Oh, we have a cavalcade. Starting with the intern, Kane Kittens.
What's up?
My partner for this second attempt at this tag team.
Good luck. Hey, you're all the Flash. I'm the brawn of this thing. Let's go.
And meanwhile, in the opposite corner, we have the producer, Sir Rockin. The maniacal one.
He's a cheat.
And his co-brained partner from the rack, we have Lindsay Ward.
I got no choice in this. Hi, everybody. I'm really sorry in advance. I'm just really, really sorry.
And in the third corner, all on his lonesome in this handicap match, the one and only Tim Stein.
That would be me. I'm sick as a dog, and so if I start sneezing and coughing and stuff like that, don't take it personally.
Sure.
Okay. I didn't know anybody would ever take anything like that personally. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to a WTR Sunday Night Fantasy Draft Edition. Yeah, it's that time again. Why am I going solo and everybody else is teaming up? Because they all feel like they need help when they're going against me. Whether that's true or not, I don't really give a rat's ass. That's the way I'm looking at it.
Good.
Of course.
Your history presents otherwise.
Well, that's because all of my previous tag team partners have sucked.
Okay, Marty.
So this is a handicap match.
For one fall?
Tornado tag handicap match.
With TV time remaining.
With TV time remaining.
With TV time remaining. Absolutely. And it's the best of, how many people do we get to pick? 15?
15.
So it's the best of 15 falls.
Yeah, that's 15.
It's going to be one hell of a long night.
No, actually, last time we did this, we were done like 40 minutes. So.
Oh my God, he broke him in half.
We're going to run, this should be run really, really smooth. It's 15 rounds. We all know the deal by now. Snake rule, so 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1, so forth and so forth. We each get a keeper, and that's how we'll start things.
And yet, once again, you cheated with the draft order.
How?
What do you mean, how?
Team Canada's first.
You cheated with draft order. I thought I was, like, last. What happened? Did I read that wrong?
Yeah, you read that wrong.
Oh, so I read it from bottom to top as opposed to top to
bottom.
Yeah,
it's Canada.
Well,
one brain,
you know, we're upside down here, places. Down under.
So that's how that goes. So, Tim, let's kick it off. Who's your, who's your keeper?
I suppose you want me to keep somebody.
Yeah.
Taking a look at our team from the last fantasy draft. Holy cow, did somebody pick a lot of real bad names because I wasn't on the program.
Tim is talking the royal we.
Yes, of course.
You were thought of often and mentioned often. I should point that out.
You were.
Yeah.
I bet I was.
We were told that these were your selections.
I was doing something that night. What was I doing?
Spending time with your child.
That's what I was doing. Yes, because he's important.
No, but and we were told you gave suggestions, so...
I told him, okay, keep a couple of names and then, like, don't pick shit. And so he kept the good names and picked shit, except for Ronda Rousey. But we're not even going there. My keeper this time around will be Aleister Black.
Okay. Lindsay's going to announce our keeper.
Surprise.
I'm already deleting it.
I'm keeping my slut, Bray Wyatt. He finally paid dividends.
Yeah, like we
two goddamn that. Years.
That's
hey,
surprise.
Hey, that was an exercise in patience. You have no idea, okay?
It paid off.
None. That was a pure exercise in patience keeping him that long because there was a point where I considered dropping him and if somebody would take him, Rock, and I would never get him back because he would keep him out of spite.
Yeah.
We all would have, actually.
Yeah, that would have been a thing. Yeah.
We all would have. It would have been fun.
But Rock would have gotten to it first.
Probably.
Yeah, I would have advocated, like, trades and then let you make offers and I'd entertain them.
No trades.
No trades.
All right, Geek Phrases. Who you
Omega
keeping?
Shit.
We do have the top star in the company.
Yeah. We're not going with a man. We're going with the man.
Samoa Joe?
No, that's Becky Lynch. They're keeping Becky Lynch.
I knew that. It was a joke.
I'm making it official, Tim. Making things official. Like, that's the deal. Anyway, we're going now back up to Team Canada for the first official pick.
Wait a minute. Who did you keep?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Bray Wyatt. We just did this. Welcome back. Welcome, Tim, back to the draft, everyone.
There you go. Yeah, my first official pick, actually. Bring the smoke.
Street Prop. Wow, okay.
The Street Profits.
All right, that's not a bad choice.
Well, they, you know, seeing as for my predictions, I predicted big things from them this year.
You do, and we got 6 months to see if that pans out. All right, Lindsay, who are we taking?
You know what? I think I want Imperium.
Okay, taking Imperium. All right, Geek Phrases, you're up.
All right, first round, we want Kevin Owens.
Fuck.
Okay, swings right back to you.
I would like to pick Kevin Owens, but you beat me to it, so I'll take
it's Snake, him. It's Snake order.
It's not you, Tim.
It's Luke, we've done this every time.
But I was just so anxious to pick The Miz.
Okay.
Well, fantastic. Wait two picks. I'm sure you'll have a chance.
Yeah. Oh, Omega, look good?
We can go with it.
We're going to go with Drew McIntyre.
Asshole. You were supposed to like, fall for my swerve.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's not how this was booked.
That was a swerve?
You didn't show up to, you know, rehearsals for this. Sorry.
I'm not the one who started laying down strategy in an open chat.
Oh!
Ooh.
Oh, boy. I threw out two very obvious things. Heaven forbid.
Ooh. Ooh.
We're going to stick obvious and go Rhea Ripley. Tim, you're up.
I hate you. I have to juggle my list now. God damn it.
Juggle away.
I'm thinking I'll add another tag team. The female tag team.
Iconics?
There's only one official female tag team.
There's multiple female tag teams.
Like, official.
There's many. Who's your female tag team?
Why am I drawing an absolute complete blank on their name?
Fire.
What do they look?
Fire and Desire.
They look Japanese.
The Kabuki Warriors.
Kabuki Warriors.
That's what I was trying to remember.
Alright, we'll give you the Kabuki Warriors a chance.
How do you spell that again?
Kabuki Warriors. Alright, Tim, you're on the clock. Who you got?
Oh, I got another one?
Yeah, Snake.
I know that. I was just giving you a hard time. It's called stalling. I'll take Samoa Joe.
Samoa Joe. All right. That may throw a wrinkle into some plans, but not ours. Lindsay, who are we taking?
You know what? We want Keith Lee.
All right, Geek Phrases.
Okay, I think our two picks are going to be our team squash. For our first, Eric Rowan.
What's in the cage?
Okay.
Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda.
Mando's coming for him.
It's not Baby Yoda.
It's Baby Yoda.
And for our second pick, we're going to go with whatever name they're being known by this week. But for now, it's Eric and Ivar, the Viking Raiders.
Okay, all right. When doing like some prep for this, you look at some names and you go, okay, that's a decent pick, that's a decent pick. But then you look at some clubs. And there's only one club that matters, but we're not picking them. We're taking the guy who was also in a club a long time ago, but he's no longer in a club. He's just by himself. But he has sort of a club of his own called the Balor Club. We're taking Finn Balor.
Wow, that was
a... He likes to go dick out.
It's a long reach.
That was a long waste of words just to say Finn Balor.
I know. All right, Tim.
I will take Charlotte.
Okay. Who else?
I'll take somebody else. I'm thinking. Ricochet.
Ricochet. All right. All right, Lindsay, go for it.
We are going to take the hottest signing for SmackDown in one John Morrison.
I mean, you had two picks in a... Yeah.
Yes, I know, but I figured, you know, all weekend long, I'm thinking, pick Morrison, and then I totally blanked.
And then you forget about him.
I totally blanked out that he came back.
All right, Geek Phrases, you're up.
Well, if you're going to pick somebody who just came back, we can pick somebody who just came back. And we will take the fella.
Okay.
All right, we'll take Sheamus. Good, all right. You guys have another pick?
We're consulting.
We're conferring.
Glad I have background music just to sort of...
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep it moving.
Fine. We're going to go with the man... We're going to go with Daddy's Home. Tommaso Ciampa.
Okay. Are you going to call him Daddy out of curiosity?
When he gets Goldie back, yes.
That'll be weird.
I am not calling him that.
Okay, you guys went Ciampa, so that's a good selection. But we're going for the big dog, Roman Reigns. Tim?
Yeah, what the hell? I'll pick Seth.
So you get Seth Rollins and the AOP. They're a unit.
Yes.
Okay, just letting you know. All right.
Why the hell do you think I picked them?
I'm just making it sure clear. All right.
And then pick number 8. I'm taking the Monster Among Men.
Okay.
Braun.
All right, Lindsay.
You know what? She's still on the board. I'm surprised she's still on the board that nobody snatched her up, but we're going to take Shayna Baszler.
Oh, shit.
Bum, bum, bum.
She was my alternate for number 10.
Who did Tim just draft, by the way?
Braun and Rollins.
Okay. So, got it.
Team Geek Phrases is Omega and Bray.
Okay. That puts us on the board, right?
Mm-hmm.
We are making this choice in hopes that neither will get a DUI this season.
Oh, God.
Ooh, souls!
Oh, I thought you were going with the other group.
Okay.
And then, with our next pick in round 9... He's had a little bit of an identity crisis recently. He's a little bit more clean-shaven now, but we're going to go with Daniel Bryan.
Or Bryan Danielson, because that's absolutely who it is now.
The Dragon!
Alright, good pick. That was actually a good pick. Figured that that's sort of where he would fall. We'll go with the boss, Sasha Banks. Tim?
I hate his guts, but I'm taking Baron Corbin.
Okay.
Why? Why are you taking Baron Corbin? Just seems like a logical pick.
I mean, that's...
It's not a bad choice.
It's fine.
Who took Nikki Cross?
No one. You guys can... You can have Alexa and Nikki if you want.
Well, there it is. You see, I'm taking Nikki Cross.
And Alexa Bliss.
She gives me Alexa.
Alright. A lot of names are off the board on this one.
This is going quickly.
Yeah, I told you. It would go.
Well, it's because I'm not stalling as much as I normally do.
So we're conferring. We're trying to figure this out. Which one, Lindsay? First or second?
First.
All right, she told me. Okay, we're gonna go for it. We're gonna take someone who was a part of one of the biggest angles in 2019. She was the one who got turned on by her best friend. We're taking Tegan Nox.
Meanwhile, I'm making my own notes. Who took the club?
It's not your turn. And no one.
I'm making notes. Who took the club?
No one.
They may about to be gone, though.
Geek phrases are on the board.
I'm keeping an eye on Ronda Rousey.
Hang on. We're conferring.
Brent, don't you dare touch Ronda Rousey. Don't you dare touch Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, go with that.
Okay, so let's stick with the NXT. And we want the recently returned Kushida.
Okay.
I don't know if that's going to give us the full-time splitters or not, but for now it's Kushida.
It depends how long they... Could be a one and done by after Wednesday. So, I don't know.
Oh.
You guys still have a pick?
Yeah. Omega, I'm not... No. I'm not... I can't do that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, I... You're not making me do this.
Yes, I am.
No, nope, you're fighting. Not... You're yeah. not...
Infighting!
Just bend him over and make him do it. It'll be fine.
Quatch, NXT UK TakeOver was really good. If you haven't seen it, go watch it on the WWE Network.
We're taking Dakota Kai.
Hypothetically, you're actually taking her.
We are drafting her for our team.
Hypothetically or for real?
For real.
No, not you. I don't have to hear it from you. I have to hear it from him.
You know, Kiwi Wifey appears to be on a good stretch. I don't know what happened in the end of last year, but she seems to be really on a hot streak, so...
You mean after turning on her best friend?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Same. All right, that puts us back on the board. And this one's lit. Bro. Matt Riddle. All right, Tim, you're up.
I'm very sad. nobody's picked the OC.
No one has picked the club, no.
I will take the OC.
Okay. The OC. Alright. Who else?
That is a tricky one because I don't know yet. Definitely won't be Kushida. Where the hell? Nobody's touched Johnny Gargano yet, right?
His wife has.
Okay,
I was gonna go on that one.
Yeah. Thanks, Omega. Appreciate that one. Yeah, I'll pick Gargano. I won't touch him though.
You won't touch him in the places he likes?
I don't know that he likes places, so I can't answer that.
All right, Lindsay.
We're going to kind of roll the dice on this one because, you know, YOLO, Liv Morgan.
All right, Geek Phrases, you're up. Can they get along this time?
Fine.
I think we're... There's someone else red hot on Raw right now. It's probably going to have a really nice...
Omega's probably going to have a really nice run here. I don't know if saying red hot and this person are good pairings right now.
Okay, what's the pick?
I'm not even sure if he's talking about the same person now.
Yeah. No, we are. Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was just talking about where he's from.
God, that's bad taste. Buddy Murphy.
Okay. Okay, that's just awful, right?
Yeah, that was in poor taste, y'all. That was in poor taste.
Moving
on.
At Flames Forums? Complain at Flames Forums?
Yep. Yeah, no. I do not need any tweets about the forest fires in Australia. It was not my fault.
No, we just said complain. I just said complain. If you there was a complaint, just at Flames Forums. You're the complaint department. All right, Geek Phrases, who you got?
We'll go with that. He's a born performer. And we all know what WWE stands for. Walk with Elias.
All right, Lindsay, do it.
Do it?
Yeah.
You want me to ring that bell?
Ring that bell.
All right. We're taking another chance. We're going to go with The Undertaker. Because it is Wrestling Christmas.
Santa didn't show up last year.
He did on Raw.
He was there the night after.
For one point.
And if he doesn't show up, we can drop him at WrestleMania and... pick someone else up.
Yeah.
It's not a big risk. All right, Tim.
Damn. All right, who's got heavy machinery?
You do now, apparently.
They're my number 13.
All right, who's your number 14?
Somebody else. Meanwhile, back of the League of Justice, or the Hall of Justice, whatever the hell it's called. I am really not too sure. Who's got the Undisputed Era?
Nobody.
Oh, you want to bet?
there's a reason they probably are drafting that late.
Yeah.
They are probably what?
There's a reason why they're still available.
They have four titles, or three titles.
That's a time bomb, dude.
Yeah, it is.
But it's Tim's time bomb now.
I can always take the pick back before you move on.
So, we're up now, Lindsay.
I want to take the pick back.
Nope, it's already been written down. It's been selected. The card's been handed in. It's too late.
Fuck you.
All right. As you can see with our last couple selections, we're risk takers, right? We're trying to, think outside the box. This one's a little bit more outside the box than previous years.
You're not allowed to draft AEW.
We're taking Cody. No.
You can't take Cody Rhodes. Because if you take Cody Rhodes, I get Chris Jericho.
No. We're taking the rated R Superstar.
You're really going out on a limb. That rumor is not substantiated.
Okay, but realistically, who's the bigger dice roll? Edge or Ronda Rousey?
Edge is the bigger dice roll.
Is he?
No, I'm not. I don't think Ronda's going to be back in time for this draft season.
And like our Taker pick, I can drop him.
You can drop one of them.
I know. Again, we have options. All right, who are your final two picks? Geek Phrases. We're just doing WWE. The AEW Fantasy Draft is available, is on CB Radio Saturday nights, midnight. We have a season going on currently. You follow CB Radio Live on Twitter to get the update on that.
Okay, so I think second to last pick out right now, but when he comes back, should be in a really good spot. We'll take the Velveteen Dream.
Right off my list.
All right. One more.
Type faster, Brent.
I'm working.
Yeah, Brent, use two fingers, not just one.
Oh, I've got one finger for you right now, Tim.
Well, good, because I apparently need to replace one of them.
Damn it, I keep spelling that name.
It's not a novel. Just
he can't spell the name. Do it phonetically, Brent. Come on.
First one, Brent.
Omega. What day is it?
Oh, it's Saturday. It's Sunday.
No.
January.
No, I think
12?
I haven't checked the date.
It's Rusev Day.
Well, it's always Rusev Day.
Alright, Rusev, not a bad pick. That work for you, Lindsay?
Does what work for me?
The name I send you?
I mean, if we have to.
I mean, it's worth it, I guess.
Luke Harper.
I guess.
This one's
just so slippery, though.
He comes out of nowhere. Randy Orton. Tim, who's your final pick?
My final pick.
Dolph Ziggler.
It's not Dolph Ziggler.
R-Truth.
Yeah, it's not R-Truth. Although, I'd be losing and winning 5 points tonight.
10 points.
Which would, zero me out. Plus 1 point for just showing up on TV. So that's a net of one?
No, it would be actually showing up, the -3 for losing, -10 for getting the title, so you do the math. he's not worth the risk.
No, he's not.
There are some names. There's some people out there.
There's a couple names out there that people haven't picked because, well, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. You know what? Fuck. I don't know. Just, the one team that I wanted that I told what's-his-name to make sure he got was the New Day, and the problem is I don't see it happening before this fantasy draft is over and concluded at the June pay-per-view.
No one knows what the June pay-per-view is. It could be Money in the Bank. It could be Extreme Rules. It could be whatever they choose.
Extreme Money in the Bank rules.
Oh, God.
That'd be different. Shit. All right, give me Shirai.
Okay, that's a name I was not actually expecting you to go with. But...
Now, why not?
I figured you'd go in other directions, but that's fine.
I want to know, what direction do you think I would have... just, like, what direction?
Someone on the main roster. I wasn't thinking you'd go
One direction.
No, that's a music group that nobody listened to.
No, I figured you'd stay on the main roster. That's all. That's where I figured you were going.
Oh, I see.
All right. That's
why? Because the majority of my picks were from the main roster? Because
that's all you watch.
Oh,
that's not all I watch. It's the truth. It's not all I watch. I mean, for instance, right now I'm watching The Phantom Menace. That's not the main roster.
The Royal Rumble's in 2 weeks. Speaking of the Royal Rumble, our Royal Rumble entry contest is now up and running. If you would like to be a part of it, tweet us at Wild Talk Radio. You can say it in the chat if you want it. Matt has offered a prize for this Royal Rumble entry contest. The prize is a Twitch a subscription to us on Twitch, twitch.tv/WTRLive. So a tier 1 subscription is on the line for 2 people. Hosts are excluded from this for this channel. So that'll be a prize up for the Royal Rumble entry contest. More details.
Thanks, Matt.
More details available on our Twitter at Wild Talk Radio.
I have a question for you concerning the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
When are you starting the contest?
For people to put in
for the people to get their numbers, yes.
People can now say, "Hey, I want in right now." That was the.
It's open now.
That was the deal. It was actually open as of Thursday.
You see that had not been clarified, so I was making it clear.
I did say you can tweet us now and stuff. There are more details available on Twitter. This is things I said. Anyway. So, that's the draft portion for the moment. So,
one question.
What?
Is that Baby Greedo in The Phantom Menace?
Great. That has nothing to do with what we're doing now. So, this is season...
35.
Season 10. So I gotta ask Brandon Omega something. What happened in season 10 of Fortnite?
Max.
They brought
We all get Brock Lesnar.
They brought in Max. We don't have the ability to bring in Max, but Brent, they brought things back, right?
Oh, sweet mother of God.
Sabotage is back.
You're turning my child against me.
I warned y'all. I told y'all. He ambushed me with this tonight. I go away for 2 days. I come back to this. And he's like, "Oh yeah, we're doing it." And I'm like, "No, we're not. No, nobody's going to appreciate you doing that to us. No, don't do it. Be nice." And of course, this is what you get.
So,
the more he's going to.
Sabotage is returning for this draft.
Personally, I say we take a group vote.
Nope. It's already done. It's been announced on air. Can't take it back.
All right, so what you're saying is Rock does not get to choose the stipulation for next season. Got it.
No, I continue to do. So...
Oh, look at that. They're just starting to pile in on Facebook here. We got getting people already letting us know they want into the Royal Rumble.
So they can go to our Facebook page and let us know?
Yeah, the Wild Talk Radio Network.
So you can do it there to let us know. There's been a post made, so you can go find the post and post on there. All right.
Now, here's a trivia question while we're at a chat room. Which one of the hosts finds the Royal Rumble to be their favorite pay-per-view?
Yeah, that's multiple people in this call. So Tim's trying to say...
It's a trick question.
Tim's trying to say him, but no, it's actually multiple people. So,
probably all of us.
So the way this is going to work, because I did this in the random.org, Geek Phrases gets to sabotage Team Canada.
Piss off.
Team Canada sabotages me and Lindsay, One Brain. And we get to sabotage Geek Phrases.
Wait a minute.
What?
I don't know.
Okay. But that's not all.
Oh, shit.
But there's more. So a while back, we did a thing. We also had a mystery team. There's going to be a mystery team, too.
Team Shame?
You have to beat Team Shame as well in this season.
What?
Jesus Christ.
I mean, you know, season 10. You gotta bring back some of the hits.
Are you bringing back the wild card pick too?
No. The wild card rules. Okay. We're just bringing back those two things. That's it. I think that's pretty good for a season's little trick. So there you go.
Hey, they were great when I thought of them.
And we reuse them because it's season 10, and this is only happening because Lindsay made a comment about mechs when I was promoting season 10 of the season.
No, I am not taking responsible for this, okay? No.
Wait, so does that mean next season we start completely clean slate, no keepers or anything?
No.
Why? That's what happened with chapter 2.
This isn't Fortnite.
You can pry Bray Wyatt from my cold, dead hands, okay?
That's right, Rocky. It's not Fortnite. You're just...
See, the hilarious thing would be if we did do a Chapter 2 thing and we only had Raw and SmackDown to pick from.
Yes!
No, we would just have to pick from NXT UK. That would be a struggle.
Oh, God.
NXT,
Tony Storm.
NXT UK and 205 Live. Anyway, that's Fantasy Draft. That's our show, Tim.
This is where we plug everything else going on in the network throughout the entire week. Thanks for paying attention to us tonight, though, by the way. We're more than happy if you guys feel like picking one of us to like cheerlead for and stuff like that. That'd be cool. Tomorrow, immediately following Raw, is the Raw Post Show.
Yes, we'll be recapping everything that goes down on Monday Night Raw. There's big matches already announced. We're talking about it on the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern.
And then, of course, you know, Fortnite with friends. If you've got Xbox 360, you're SOL.
Yeah, but Fortnite with friends, Thursday, Saturday, is twitch.tv/WTLF.
Did I tell you that Owen gave me his old Xbox 360 for a Christmas present?
We've been there, done that, and Yeah,
cross-platform. I just, like, got an account set up. Now I got to figure out how to pay for shit.
Can be expensive.
I have credit cards.
But there's also ways to get deals. Anyway, keep going, Tim.
Oh, do I get to use the creator code ROCKINSOCK?
That's in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad, hashtag get big partner.
There you go. You're welcome.
I was going to get.
See how I set you up for that, right?
I was going to get the Thursday, Tim. Thursday.
I was getting to Thursday with multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rack Radio Show with the lovely host, the multi-time award-winning Lindsay Ward. Lindsay, love you, doll. Tell us about your show.
So we're going to be doing news, notes, NXT, all your favorites. I think we're talking pay-per-view. No, we're doing the 10-year in review, the decade in review show. That's what we're doing this week. Next week, we're talking Rumble.
Yeah.
But this week is Decade in Review, so you don't want to miss that. It's The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
There's been a lot. What's really cool is if you can't catch The Rack live, you can listen to it on Spotify while you paint the walls. And no, that's not a metaphor.
We don't have a Discord patch. I know that's a common command in many Twitch chats. We don't have one.
Saturday night, midnight-ish, or as close as they can get to it. It's another edition of the Wild, the Wacky, the Unusual, the fans of Darth Vader, CB Radio.
CBRadioLive.com, GreatAndGreatDebate.com, CB Radio every Saturday night, midnight-ish.
There you go. And of course, next Sunday night, don't we have a pay-per-view to preview?
They'll be previewing the Royal Rumble next Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern on Wrestle Talk Radio.
Absolutely. And this is the most wonderful time of the year for if you're a wrestling fan. The Royal Rumble basically kicks off the road to WrestleMania. And we're going to have wall-to-wall talk about WrestleMania leading right up to the big event when it comes up, what, in just like 3 months' time?
Something like that, yeah.
Something like about 3 months. So if you're a big fan of professional wrestling, WWE, and of course the granddaddy of them all, WrestleMania, you'll want to make sure to tell all your friends, tweet it out, post it on Facebook, Instagram it, start up a Discord and talk to people about coming to the Wild Talk Radio Network, because it's not just Wrestle Talk Radio, but you'll hear about it on the rack and all this other stuff. But yeah, it kicks off next Sunday night, 8 o'clock Mountain Time, 10 o'clock Eastern.
It's at WTR Sunday on Facebook and Twitter. It's at Wild Talk Radio Network. At Wild Talk Radio on Twitter. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, you know, while we're at it, you can find me on Twitter, pissing off people who live in Edmonton, Canada, Oiler fans, at Flames Forums. I don't just talk hockey, but the majority of it is about the NHL and, of course, my beloved Calgary Flames. If you want to get political and incorrect and right down to it and find out exactly what my thoughts are on people like Biden, Donald Trump, Justin Trudeau, and the Canadian Conservative Party, as well as anything else going on anywhere in the world that might have a political bent to it, follow me at Voicing Sanity.
Oh, God. Really, Pat? You really think he is?
Pat, you really think I'm funny? Wow.
Might be the only one.
Yeah, well, no, actually, that's not really, really true. I mean, I give you guys the worst of my humor, but the best of my humor is reserved for those who pay for it. Like Joker says, if you're going to add something, never do it for free.
By the way, big congrats to Tessa Blanchard for becoming the Impact Wrestling World Champion.
Good job. Absolutely. You know, I plugged Omega. You're all over the internet in like two different names.
It's a few more. I have to work on the version that has like my Instagram and all that attached to it too.
Oh, so you're such a plastic addict. Why don't you tell us about it?
So yeah, if you want to follow me on social media, you just have to look for TJ Omega. Unless you want to follow me on Facebook, in which case it is TJ Reviews. Everywhere else, however, you can generally find me at TJ Omega on Twitter, TJ Omega over on YouTube with a ton of videos there to watch, and for a few more videos that YouTube is not a fan of, you can go to TJOmega.net.
There you go. Does anybody have anything else to plug?
Hey, Lindsay, plug stuff.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWRD, and my Twitch whenever I decide to stream, which is not often. You can go to twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward.
Make sure you follow, subscribe, twitch.tv/WTR Live. If you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account, it's called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free. Remember, the Royal Rumble entry contest is now available. You can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network, or facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network to say, hey, I want in. So that's all you got to do. Just say, hey, I want it, and we'll put you on the list. And we'll have the drawing next week on Wrestle Talk Radio, because that's how we do it. So tell your friends. Get them involved. You got to fill up the list. So do a thing. And Brent's at King Kittens, and he's on CB Radio when we drag him on, and sometimes on the rack, because, you know, reasons.
We're upgrading Brent from an intern to an occasional host.
Yeah, but he's still never getting paid.
He's still an intern.
Y'all are getting paid.
He's still an intern. Paid.
I get cookies every now and then.
Only when you're good.
Which is never. Anyway, Tim, say bye.
I want cookies now.
You can make cookies from the Man Kitchen book, mankitchen.tca, something like that. Anyway.
ManKitchenTV.com, yeah, you know, from the Man Kitchen, that's my cookbook. Yes, I wrote a cookbook, damn it, I'm writing another one, too. You're going to love this one. More details later. Anyway, have yourselves a great week, everybody, and see you next Sunday night for the Royal Rumble preview. Show me how you do. I want to shut down.
Wait, we got some breaking news. Before we go off the air, we have breaking news we have to talk about. Everyone needs to be on the air. The city in Kentucky has officially named it the City of Corbin to the City of King Corbin.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's How dare they betray their colonel like that?
The mayor, the mayor has proclaimed it.
Added King
to their name after King Corbin.
All right, well, I'm just going to go to Kentucky just to move.
Now we're done.
Get you some KFC while you're there.
Good night, everybody.
WildTalkRadio.com.